Families, all right.
So I went to the ghetto, go and bless the families with money for food from Blue Mustang. And when I get there, they worship for almost an hour. I didn't bother them. I worshiped with them. It was so much fun. They're not in any time schedule. Whenever they stop worshiping, they stop worshiping. They don't sing five songs and it's over. Like, no, they just keep worshiping. That's what I love about them. And they always have anointing oil, and they anoint the carts. They anoint the two families that are there. And then they ask anybody that needs prayer to come to the front, and they pray for them. Lydia and her family and four other families pray for the rest of the people. And they just don't worry about time. They concentrate on worshiping the Lord, praying, and having a good time with the Lord. They don't, like, they're not put in a corner and say, okay, you can only sing three songs and then you got to stop. Like, no. Nobody controls them except the Holy Spirit. And then when they were done, I stepped out and Lydia ran over to me and goes, Mr. Sonny's here. And she just runs, and she always jumps up in my arms. And then as soon as I put her down, she prays for me right away. She anoints my forehead, just prays over me, and everybody's praying. And then thanking God for Blue Mustang, thanking God for Sonny for showing up and for bringing the gift. And the two families never know. They never tell them how much money. They never say if it's 10 bucks or 20. They don't tell them, because I give the money to Lydia and she gives it to the families. And she always says, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the rest of it is for inflation. Yeah. That's what Blue Mustang said. And everybody always laughs because they know what that means. And the families just start crying. And then I asked Lydia's dad, I said, you know, I've never asked you this question, but I asked it in front of everybody. I said, I've never asked you this question before, but how do you find the two families that are always here every Saturday morning? He says, you know, Sonny, we pray for two families every week, but we go and talk to the community around the ghetto, and we go door to door and make sure everybody's good. We pray for everybody. Everybody knows everybody in that area. He says, but I can tell that when I go to a family and they don't have anything, and God shows me what families, you know, because I ask them, how are you guys doing? Well, we're okay, but we really don't have much to eat right now. So he finds them because he goes and looks for them. And I never knew that. You know, I always thought that they would.
Because this is fairly recent here. Yeah. Like within the last 6 months.
Yeah, 6 months. And so he said, God said, you can pray for them at your home, but you got to go find them. You got to go get them. So then the past 6 months, they've been going out there and talking to the community, talking to all the neighbors, and some neighbors go, hey, neighbor so-and-so three houses down, man, they don't have anything. Like, they're struggling every week to make it, and we give them what we have, but we don't have very much, but they don't have anything. Like, so they don't tell on each other, but they look after each other.
Right.
And so that's how he finds the two families every week. That's amazing to me.
Yeah.
Because that means that he's on the streets ministering to them, praying with them.
Which takes time.
It does take time. Mm-hmm. And then God shows them who they are. by just the way they answer. Are you guys doing okay? No. We're barely making it. Like, so for them to be honest, I mean, how about if they weren't honest?
Yeah.
They wouldn't get blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're trying to candy coat everything, yeah, or cover whatever. But when they say, you know what, we don't have very much. We're struggling. So, and that's when he says, well, will you be available on Saturday morning around 10 o'clock? Can you meet us at the store down the street? We have a surprise for you. So he doesn't tell him about the money. He doesn't say anything else other than, will you join us there and watch what happens? You got to walk by faith, not by sight, man. So her, Lydia and her family always anoint all the doors before they even knock at the door. They anoint it and pray over the apartment or home, whatever. And they love to anoint everybody. And I thought that was beautiful, because how many times you go to a prayer meeting or go to church or go to a service, you don't see people anointing anybody.
No, that's true.
But is that right or wrong, you know, to have, yeah, to do that? You know, if God puts it in your heart to do it, amen.
Yeah.
Like, so it's not right or wrong if you don't or you do. But I do, because I want the anointing of God to come upon them.
There's a lot of power in that. It seems like there's a lot of power in it.
Oh, there is, because they even anoint the carts, you know,
yeah,
and they walk around that whole store and put drops, 7 drops of anointing oil all around the store. It's just beautiful what God is doing there. And then, you know, because I used to go to gang members around 10 o'clock, 11, I'd go and look for them at parks or wherever I was told where they were hanging out. But the families in the morning, on Saturday mornings, I don't get done with them till sometimes 11:30, 12:30, 1 o'clock. And that's okay, like, because they need prayer. They need the Lord, too. They need their faith build up. You know, they need to be blessed. But in the afternoons, I have plenty of time. It's like God stops time so I can minister to gangs. Like last, again, I had a gang that was looking for me, not to hurt me, but they wanted prayer. They wanted to change their lives, and they didn't know how to do that. One gang came up to me and said, Sonny, we're really hungry.
Gang?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
He said, we're really hungry, man. We're not going to fight anymore with anybody. We want to change our lives, man. Like Marty and Salvador and those guys have been giving their hearts to Jesus, man. Gangs are disappearing, Sonny. Mm-hmm. But they're going back to their families. And we kind of want to do that too. But you know what? We don't want to go back to our families and my dad is still a drunk, man. Or if he's still a drug addict, I'm not going to go back to the house. Because I'd be in the same position I was before.
I left.
I said, well, give me your dad's number, man. I'll call him. I'll talk to him. I'll find out if he's still a drunk. You'll be able to tell on the phone, man. He goes, okay. So when they give me their numbers and I call them, the dads always say, who is this? Hey, my name is Sonny. I know your son. Is he okay? Is he hurt? Is he all right? I go, he's doing awesome. But I was just wondering how your life is right now. Like, how can I pray for you? He goes, well, I used to be an alcoholic, but since he ran away from home 5 years ago, I haven't touched one drop of liquor, man. I go to church. I've given my heart to Jesus Christ. And see how you can hear. And when the leaders, 2 leaders last Saturday, heard their dad say, you know what? I've been crying out to God for my son. I miss him. He goes, I haven't been in drugs for almost 4 years now. Like, I don't touch that stuff anymore. I reach for the word of God instead of the drugs now. So see, the boys hear that. The sons go, hey, my dad, he's a Christian now, you know, and he's different. Like, he's like the dad I used to know, and before I got older to know that something was not right. So for them to hear their dad say, I'm serving God now, I love Jesus Christ. We go to church, we help at church, we were part of the youth group, and you know, your sister's in the choir, and like, the list goes on, and then so they hear that, and they're like, okay. I said, well, your son wants to talk to you. And then when, as soon as I said that, the dad just started crying. Like, son, please forgive me for everything I've done to you. And so then the forgiveness starts, and the healing starts. And last week, 74, that's two different gangs, gave their hearts to God. But first they needed to find out what their dads were like before they went home.
Yeah.
Because he said, if I give my heart to Jesus Christ, and I go home and I start getting beat up again, like, that's not going to happen, man. I'm like, well, let's talk to your dads, man. Let's see where they're at. And they just start crying, man.
So these were both new gangs?
New gangs.
Yeah, they knew who you were.
Yeah, they knew me. They knew that I give the word of God, but I also give out food. And I said, man, I couldn't do this with Blue Mustang. He goes, is that a gang leader or something? I go, yeah, man, Christian gang leader. He goes, that's cool, man. Do I see him around? I said, no, man. He's behind the scenes, man. I said, but he's in the front lines, too. I said, that's just the handle that Lorenzo and his boys gave him. He goes, the Latinos. Like, they know the Latinos in Denver. Like, they're very respected.
Yeah.
Because they're not mean.
Yeah.
But they have a lot of authority, like, because of just the way they act, the way they dress.
Yeah.
But he goes, oh, you tell Blue Mustang, thank you for all the food, man, because we're always hungry. So then when all the family started showing up at the park, because I took them kites, man. I also took a bunch of kites with me. They had the time of their lives, man. But see, that broke the ice. But once they wanted to find out how their dads were, that's when God started doing the miracles. And it was amazing, because then all the other boys are like, will you call my dad? I go, yeah, man, I'll call your dad. What's the chances? It's not going to hurt.
Yeah.
They can hang up on me. I'm there to pray with them and to find out.
Yeah.
But then when they hear their mom's voice, oh, man, they just cry. Nonstop. They just... So last week alone, 200, I think the count was 211 that gave their hearts to God.
My goodness.
But then that's what their families and their siblings.
Yeah.
Some of the grandparents that came. I was just like, God is really moving with the gangs. Like, I can't tell you the last time that I saw pistols. Like, I can't remember.
Yeah. That's been almost close to a year, I think.
With the cartels, I've seen pistols with cartels, but then they put them away almost right away. But with the gang members, I don't remember. It's been over a year, I think. I haven't seen any pistols aimed at me from gang members.
I still think it has something to do with this movement of God.
Oh, yes.
What's going on in the universities and stuff. It's just having a greater impact on these people. And that's the reason why they're... Of course, God does answer prayer, you know. So,
well, yes. I mean, yeah, so, you're that one prayer, so, yeah, that one day so, you put out.
I mean, he was... Sometimes God says, you know how long I've been waiting for you to say this?
Wow. Wow. Because you were specific with your prayer.
Yeah.
And so was Terry Bird that day. You guys prayed that prayer that no weapons would be put out. Nobody would pull out any weapons. Ever since that day.
Well, I remember we had two prayers. Remember, the first we prayed for the fact they wouldn't hurt you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, they quit hurting you, but you said that they were still putting the guns on your head.
Yeah.
And I said, well, why don't we just pray that they'll put their guns away? And then, so that was actually, that prayer, I think we made it like maybe 2 or 3 weeks later.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we said that. We said, God, specifically, if he has the Bible, that's the clue for them to put their guns away. And so now when they see your Bible, they put their guns away.
They just put them away. They don't aim them at me or put them in my head. They just put them away like, yeah. this guy's a Christian, man. He's a preacher, like, no threat to us.
The only thing that he's doing to the gangs that I did not pray for is their attitude.
Oh, man, that's another thing.
Because their attitude is just different. God, he interjected that.
Well,
somebody else that I didn't know about may prayed that. You never know. I wouldn't be surprised.
But their attitudes, man, it's like whole different.
Wouldn't that be something we find out that somebody from the undercover police made that prayer that the gangs would be kind to you?
I'll find out. Because
I'm kind of curious if somebody did, because that's almost like a third step that we never prayed for.
Yeah, and the Bible says you have not because you ask not.
Yeah.
And if we ask, he hears it.
Yeah.
I know that he knows our heart. And
yeah.
He knows what we're going to say tomorrow. Like,
yeah.
He already knows.
And it may not be that, because in order, when God's spirit moves and stuff, it's a massive heart change. And
yes.
And your attitude's going to follow with that kind of change. So
amen.
I'm a firm believer. And it's interesting, the Spirit of God is moving at a certain rate. I know it started in our ministry. There's probably a few other ones.
Yeah.
I've heard about Maury Murillo and stuff, some of the things he had, because the Spirit of God was moving out there in California.
Oh, man.
But it seems like when it was going down here, we were noticing it here, too, with the gangs and stuff. So
it was like the Holy Spirit was moving.
Yeah, it was just so what was going on there was going on here.
Yeah.
It's just like we don't have TV or anything to advertise what we're doing.
No.
As anything like that. But I still think that was all tied together, because I swear their attitude changed when he was doing what he was doing out there. So
some of those gangs that have come from San Diego, San Jose, from Orange County, they in Cali, they've heard what's happening out there. They've heard about it.
I'm kind of surprised his website's down.
No way.
Yeah, I put I clicked on it and it just.
I wonder if it has to do with what's happening over there right now, with the weather and all of that.
Yeah, but I don't know why his website would be down.
I know that. I was told that there's a lot of towers that are down because it's the floods and the storms and.
Well, see, he could be like me. See, I don't know exactly where, but I think my servers are down in Arizona someplace.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a big place down there. They have to put them right where all the T1 lines, all the internet connections are.
Yeah.
So in order for, you know, because, you know, if just think, if you guys are. Oh, I guess I should stop here.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.